talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm so tired of love songs, just wanna go home, oh. So tired of love songs, tired of love, just wanna go home,
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was I'm So Tired by Love and Troy Sivan, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer Christine Sinanen for coming up with this week's home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd through the 25th, just about a month away. And they're both held at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour as well. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is being hosted by Rook Custom Homes, and we'll talk with Michael Rook with Rook Custom Homes. Also, Cindy Winter with Patriot Blinds, one of the vendors you'll see at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Also, Isaac Moyer with Moyer Woodworking, and once again, you'll see Moyer Woodworking at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And also, also Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters, and then finally, a special interview with ABC News 4 Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams. Well, we have a lot to offer at the Charleston Fall Home Show. A week or two ago, I mentioned a few different categories that we still needed to round out the show. And I just want to tell you, we've got just about everything covered. We were very, very careful about how we curate the our home shows. We want to make sure we have something for everyone. So we've got everything from appliances to architects to landscape architects to help with your crawl space. I've got a great lineup of builders and remodeling contractors, flooring and tile, building materials, gutters, handyman services, kitchen accessories, lots of things for your kitchen and bath, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking to remodel, swimming pool companies, plantation shutters, you name it. We've got just about everything. But I did want to mention we still are looking for a couple of categories. One is elevators. If you own an elevator company or work at an elevator company and you'd like to talk to us about being in the Charleston Fall Home Show, you can give us a call. Also, moving and storage, we still want to find a moving and storage company. Also, a property management or real estate company and a plumbing contractor. And that's it. That's just about all the categories that we're just about sold out on the Charleston Fall Home Show. But it's going to be a great show, and we're very, very excited. And we've got some awesome free giveaways that we're doing at the show as well. So if you time your visit, besides free admission on Friday, Lowe's Home Improvement is giving away 400 $20 flashlights both on Saturday and Sunday when the show opens. And we're gonna hear a little bit more about that during today's show. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to this week's Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's show is being hosted by Rook Custom Homes. And now we're talking with Michael Rook with Rook Custom Homes. How you doing, Michael?
We're doing great today. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Michael, take a moment and tell everyone about Rook Custom Homes.
Rook Custom Homes is a company that is a family company, and we have been serving Charleston for 4 decades. We build homes on people's lands, and we also do renovations and remodeling projects as well. We serve the Charleston County area and the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you are a second-generation builder? Your dad started Rook Homes?
That's right, second-generation builder. Our family's been building in Charleston for over 40 years.
Very good, very good. What part of town will Rook Custom Homes build a house?
So we're thinking the Charleston County area, so James Island, Johns Island, West Ashley, out towards Kiowa, and so Mount Pleasant. Did I say West Ashley?
I think
Goose Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've gone up to Goose Creek, Ravenel, Hollywood. So we have a pretty wide range around the peninsula mm-hmm. that we service, Daniel Island, and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. And typically, a homeowner has already purchased the lot to build on, and then they'll contract with Rook Custom Homes to go ahead and put the structure up.
So we meet all kinds of clients, and we work with people in a lot of different ways. Ideally, somebody needs to have a piece of land to build a house on. Sometimes people don't. They know what kind of house they want. They know about the general part of town. We work with them and their real estate agent to help find something that suits them. A lot of what we do is try to guide people on their budgeting and the process. That's always a big question. We want to make sure when people go through the process of buying land and picking out a house plan that they can afford it when it's all said and done. And so whether or not somebody has land now, we can help them, you know, guide them through that process. Some people have a set of house plans, some people do not. And so we also try to help guide people through that process. If somebody comes to us and says, hey, I've got everything ready to go, you know, then we start from that point and work our way forward.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, it sounds like you can help a homeowner out in several different phases, whether they have plans drawn or not. That's something Rook Custom Homes can help them with.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. We don't do in-house drafting, but we have some folks that we work really closely with to get that done.
Mm-hmm. Do you get this question a lot? What kind of cost per square foot am I looking at?
Yeah, we do.
How do you answer that?
So it's a question that comes up a lot. And the best way I've learned to try to tell people about costing a house is we want to look at it in a way that's specific to what their needs are, what their wants are. Cost per square foot can fluctuate and vary depending on many factors, how big the house is, how fancy it is, if we're doing, you know, metal roof or a shingle roof. And we also like to take into account the land itself may need to be developed and may need to have work done with that. And that's something we'll consult with somebody on a case-by-case basis. But we tried to guide every single customer through the process and have a range of budgets that fits their comfort level until we reach our final price and list of features that's going to go into it. And if we do everything the right way, they'll be real happy, and then we start our project.
Mm-hmm. I got you. So there's no surprises then. Everything is you're giving the homeowner allowances for all of the different selections, and it all adds up to that bottom line, and they know what they're going to be paying?
Yeah, that's also a really good question. We want to be the homeowner that the home builder that people can trust, and we want to put them in a situation where they'll have a successful project. We want that when they get to the end of the project, they say what a good job the guy did. And that includes making sure that they don't have any big surprises about the finances of the building project. We want to put them in a fixed price scenario where we have all the features and costs figured out up front before we ever sign a contract or start a project. That way, you know, everything's in order starting out, and then we don't have to worry about finances going throughout the project. We just focus on the building itself.
Gotcha. And then if a homeowner wanted to maybe increase their lighting budget because of, you know, they just find some fixtures that they can't live without, is that kind of a cost plus scenario?
Well, yes, it is. So take a scenario where you have an owner, they have a mortgage in place to fund the construction project, and the mortgage company is, you know, going to really direct them to work more with the builder for change orders. We call that a change order, and we would just take care of it at that time. We don't try to hit our clients with any major markups or anything on change orders. We understand that things come up. It's hard to think of everything at the beginning of the project. So we try to do our change orders at a cost-only basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're more focused on doing a good job for the client and just building the house itself.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So if they could maybe move some dollars around from you know, from their lighting budget to their flooring if they wanted to do something like that, then they're
A really common scenario is just like what you said. We have lighting budgets, plumbing, appliances, and so on and so forth. You may spend less on one item. You may spend more on another item, and we can work with each and every person to figure that out along the way.
Gotcha. And is there now we've been talking mostly about new construction for Rook Custom Homes, but Rook Custom Homes can also help with renovations?
Sure. We've helped people with house flips. We've helped people with additions, projects, kind of like that. We help people with smaller projects and bigger projects. But yeah, we can certainly help out with that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how would you, what makes Rook Custom Homes unique as it relates to comparing to like volume builders out there? Those are those national builders that, you know, put up 20 houses at a time kind of thing.
Sure. There's a lot of larger volume, I call them corporate builders, that are out there. They have larger staffs, larger overhead. We feel like that we can be very competitive price-wise in those situations, but we also feel like, and express to everybody, we can offer more of a personable approach to each and every client where they have a relationship with the person overseeing the work, and we feel like we have more of an attention to detail, and all the while still being very competitive price-wise.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Does Rook Custom Homes have any homes that you've already built, like on a spec basis, that are for sale?
Occasionally throughout the year, we do about 10 spec houses around the community, and right now, we have some stuff coming available around town that if somebody was interested, they could certainly contact us about that.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes people don't want to go through the entire process themselves, or they're looking for a brand new house right now.
Sure.
And so that's good that they have that option. Well, how can folks get more information about Rook Custom Homes?
Well, anybody's welcome to call me at our office, visit our website. Our office phone number is 843-793-3007. And our website is rookhomes.com. Just in case anybody has a hard time spelling that, it's rookhomes.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Michael Rook with Rook Custom Homes, and special thanks to Rook Custom Homes for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by Rook Custom Homes, and now we're talking with Cindy Winter with Patriot Blinds. How are you, Cindy?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Cindy, take a moment and tell everyone about Patriot Blinds.
So at Patriot Blinds, we do basically sell your blinds. I should say Patriot Blinds and More. That's our official title. We sell the blinds, and now I'm going to explain about what the More is. And the More is, especially down here in Charleston, we have the shutters, we have roller shades and solar shades. Very popular is also cellular shades, and you can do the natural shades that have the bamboo and the reeds. Mm-hmm. And what still is just as popular are the draperies and your fabric Roman shades. Mm-hmm. So it's like I say, it's Patriot Blinds and More.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. In Charleston, what are you finding to be really popular as far as window treatments go?
Yeah, in Charleston, it's so funny how people, they move to Charleston and they're like, I've got to have this plantation shutter.
Right.
And I really just go into the home as a design consultant, and I say to them, you can do plantation shutters, or you can do shutters with, you know, what they call this standard tilt bar that's in the middle. I said, but what's really important is for you as a consumer to do what's going to fit your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And to fit the home and fit your decorating style. And some people, you know, they assume, well, I'm here, this is what I have to have. So what I like to do as a design consultant is talk to the customer and just say, well, what's going to make you happy when you wake up in the morning? What are you going to like to look at? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a shutter? Or is it going to be draperies? Or is it going to be a simple blind that you can just open the slats? So mm-hmm. I think it's important that, when I do speak to people, get to know exactly what they want in their life.
Mm-hmm. Do people sometimes have different styles of window treatments in different rooms?
It's a common thing to do. I hear a lot that they want the front of the house to look a certain way. A lot of the houses and the homes in Charleston, the view in the back can be the ocean, it can be the marshland, it could be a nice forested area, and it could be another house.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that into consideration, where a lot of times we don't put anything in the back, or we put something that's going to either blend in with their home, but obscure maybe the neighbors in the backyard, or we're going to have something that enhances what's in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't always have to be the same window treatments throughout the house. I tend to like to mix things up.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding, at Patriot Blinds and More, are you finding that people are asking about the motorization options for window treatments?
I do. I find that we're getting more and more questions about that. And I put it to where it's almost going to be like a TV and a remote control, or a telephone on the wall versus a cell phone. Within 10 years, I see motorization being mainstream and not just in one window. And it's just going to be a click of, right now, you can either do a click of a button on a remote, or you can hook it up to your hub and just ask Alexa to raise and lower your shades.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a bigger part of it, because many builders at the moment are also incorporating that into their building, where it's already wired to have all of that hooked up.
Right. And if you're in an existing home that, and you don't have motorization wired in the walls or anything, are there still any other options for motorization?
Yes, you can do battery packs that are hooked up to it, and even that can be hooked up to a hub or a remote. So it's easy to convert your window with a new window shade to motorization.
Mm-hmm.
We find that a lot to do that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because you know, people don't generally want you to have to tear open your walls to run wires and stuff like that, the electrical. So that's good that there's that option.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you can do it with a cord that reaches off of your shade, mm-hmm. and that can come be plugged into a close outlet also.
That makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where around town can Patriot Blinds and More help folks? Like where's your service area here?
So my service area is all in the greater Charleston area. Mm-hmm. I go as far south as Edisto Beach, out to 95, and as far north as Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
My main drag is mostly the Kiowa, Seabrook Islands, Johns Island, James Island, out in West Ashley, Mount Pleasant, and you know, and definitely the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say the greater Charleston area. And Ravenel and Hollywood are in those that area also.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you give us a call and I'll be there to give you a free in-home consultation.
Talk about the process of getting window treatments from Patriot Blinds and More. They call Patriot Blinds and More, and what happens then?
So there's actually two ways you can reach us. You can go onto our website, patriotblinds.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to our Charleston number, which is 843-461-1368, and you can ask to be scheduled for a free consultation with that number. And when you go online to the website, you can actually just fill out a form that gets submitted into by email to the office,
mm-hmm.
and then they can answer to you by email also.
And then once they do that, do you come to them?
And I come to them, and I do always call 30 minutes before I arrive. They will give you an arrival window, and I will call before I'm heading out to your home to make sure you're there and that you're ready for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's when I will sit down, and that's when I really try to get to know the consumer, the customer, the home I'm in. I like to look at the surroundings, and I might spend like 5 or 10 minutes talking with the homeowner. What is it that they're looking for? I sometimes have notes from when they were speaking to the office, but I also like to see it on my own too,
mm-hmm.
You know, and get the whole surroundings. I find that a lot of times I'm walking into a home that they just moved in and it's not fully furnished. So the homeowner has to help me tell, you know, oh, well, this furniture is going to be here and this is the style we have. So that we all have a one-on-one conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I really listen to them to see what they're trying to convey to me so that I can pick out the right solution for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And you, Patriot Blinds and More has a mobile showroom that you're bringing samples to the homeowner?
Yes, I have my mobile van. And there have been times I've been stopped on the street for people, oh, please give me your card. I want to call you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my best form of advertising,
mm-hmm.
is my mobile van.
And Cindy, how long have you been in the window treatment business?
So I've been in the window treatment business for many years up in New York, where I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee, but I did live in New York for over 30 years. And I had my own company in New York, and I did my window treatments where I would go to the house and talk with the customer, measure. We would pick out fabrics if that's what was needed. And then I actually made the drapes and the shades, sometimes many cornices, wooden cornices that were upholstered. And then I would do the installation with the team.
Gotcha.
So to me, this is just being with Patriot Blinds and More is just a continuation of what I love to do, what I was doing in New York with my own company.
Yeah, very good. Well, how can folks get in touch with Patriot Blinds and More?
So again, the best way is to go to the website and to call the office at 843-461-1368. And also, it's great, we're going to be at the August Home Show at the Galliard Center, and that's in August 23rd through the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I invite everybody to please come to that home show and come by our booth.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Cindy Winter with Patriot Blinds and More. Thanks so much, Cindy. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being hosted by Rook Custom Homes. And now we're talking with Isaac Moyer with Isaac Moyer Woodworking. How are you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing pretty good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Isaac, take a moment and tell everybody about Isaac Moyer Woodworking.
You got it. I am a custom woodworking business. I've just recently moved from Pennsylvania down here to Charleston area. I make everything from wooden dice with mineral inlays to dining room tables. Basically anything right now, if it's custom and made out of wood, I like to think that I can make it at this point. And I like people to come to me and say, hey, can you do this? And they'll try to explain something. And I always say, yeah, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to... I'll have to figure that out.
That's great. Well, I envy you because to be that talented. I've always, I guess, would you consider yourself a trim carpenter?
Not as much.
Okay.
So I have found that, especially over the years, trim work, very geometrical work, cabinetry work has not been something that my interest nor my ability lends to that. As much. I find I'm better with finding pieces that have the beauty in them already, recognizing that and kind of putting that on display or showing that natural character that a lot of wood has that you find out
there. Right, right. So. Well, you're definitely at the top of the food chain in terms of those who work with wood. I mean, you've got the fence builders and the framers, and there's lots of room for error when it comes to that. They've got to be pretty close, but maybe not exact with their measurements and what have you. And then you move all the way up to the trim carpenter, and then you know you're kind of on the top of the food chain as far as the intricate details that are necessary that go into creating a piece of doing the woodworking. And speaking of the pieces, what can Isaac Moyer Woodworking do for, what kind of pieces do you create for people?
Sure. So I've had people ask me, could you make a smaller replica of a full-scale carousel horse that my wife has collected? So apparently that's a big collector's
item.
And I took, at that point, I took maybe 80 photos of this carousel horse and whittled an exact replica about 8.5 inches by 8.5 inches tall versus wide. And they were thrilled with it. It came out all right. And at that point, I realized there's so many things that you can make just by, I don't know, taking the time with it and working on it. So from that, dining room tables, I carve custom bowls where I'll find a unique piece of wood that has all the shape itself, but it needs the center hollowed out of it, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll carve bowls. I've made pool sticks, custom baseball bats, actually, with engravings on them. At this point, it's a lot of what people come to me and say, hey, could you make this?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to try to accommodate. And
I bet
do what
you're
I can, but...
you're talking about a very unique gift that someone could give someone else, right? One of these pieces?
Often, actually, especially around Christmas, it's it's specifically that they have someone in mind, they have something very specific that they would like to give to them. It has even been, say, a carving of a horse that was particularly close to a loved one of theirs, and they just wanted that relief carved into a into a unique piece of wood, just so they could have that that perfect gift. And
now, one of the things that I understand you're starting to create for people are root tables. What are root tables?
So, root tables, aside from what they sound like, they are the bases of the root table, or they are bases of the root. So, a tree is either is usually uprooted when I find them. So at this point, the roots are up out of the ground. I will cut the roots from the trunk, maybe 4 feet above the ground from the trunk, and pull the whole root system out of the ground. Which back home in Pennsylvania, I would use a tractor. Mm-hmm. Now down here, it's a little different. So I'm figuring out ways to extract roots out of the ground efficiently down here. And luckily, a lot of it's in the marshy area. But you would take those out. I flip them upside down. I more or less sculpt the root. So I'm not actually building the table as much as removing pieces until you're left with something more suitable to be inside of a home, I guess. So that involves a lot of things. One of them is taking the bark off. A tree root is covered in bark just as the rest of the tree is. You remove the bark, you cut it flush, and I guess simply put, that's
Do you have to let the root cure at all, or season?
So sometimes yes, sometimes not. With a green tree that has just fallen down, the root is certainly still holding a lot of moisture, and as that dries, especially being that a root has a lot of different twisted arms coming out of it, those will all move slightly as it's losing the moisture. So with those, I would debark it. I would cut it at least flush and remove as many of the straggly roots that I know are not going to be a part of it. And then I would let that dry in the kiln. And it'll talk to you. It'll crack a little bit. It'll move. It'll adjust. And I have a moisture meter to tell when it's appropriate to finish it. But there be other roots, say, for instance, black locust, that is such a hard wood that I have found black locust stumps that have been in the woods for 20 years already. And black locust rots in layers. So it will just lose the outside layers and retain a very strong structure on the inside. And with those, once I get them in, get the atmospheric moisture out of it from just being, say, out in the rain in the woods, and those are pretty much ready to go. Just after a few weeks in the drying room.
And I'm trying to figure out the part of the root that's in the ground. Does that become where the tabletop would be? Do you put a piece of glass on top of that? Or
exactly. So if you picture a tree as it's normally growing, the trunk is facing upward. Right after it leaves the ground, it starts to taper in a little bit. And then the roots are, of course, down into the ground. Now, when I flip it out exactly, when I tear it out, I'll flip it exactly upside down and cut those roots flush, parallel, in that case, right with the ground if it were flipped exactly upside down. And then with that, I will put glass on there. Not every root is able to be used as a root table. You'll need at least 5 specific points that the glass can sit on and not be lopsided or have enough support to basically keep it level while you put things on it. It's easy. It's much easier, I'm realizing as I think about this, to see it in a picture, but it is important to know that it is upside down.
Gotcha. I'll bet you drive around Charleston with a completely different viewpoint than most other people, right? Are you kind of looking at the sides of the road?
I mean, constantly, constantly. Anywhere I am, I'm looking. In fact, right now I'm seeing in my head on Riverland and on James Island. I'm looking at a stump in my mind right now that I've been passing that I'll go back at one point and you know, see if I can recover that. But yeah, basically in my mind, all around Charleston, I have just areas where I've seen roots that are potentials, I guess.
And do you approach the property owner? Because, you know, once a tree is toppled over, it becomes a nuisance. I mean, becomes a, you know, I've got to pay somebody to come out here and remove this thing. Is that something, how do you go about that?
For the most part, yes, a root is completely unwanted by a business or someone specifically or anything. And most people are very, they're very okay with me removing the root. Where they get a little cautious is, how are you going to do that? Is there any danger to my home? Or that chainsaw is pretty big you're using, you know, things like that. But I do have an insurance policy covering the business. Most of the roots that I find are along the road, and they're not on residents' yards right now. And when they're along the road or in the woods, a lot of times I'm simply just finding a rotten or a root that has just been sitting in the woods, and I just kind of help reclaim it, I guess you could say.
I bet you run across some critters too while you're out there doing that.
Yeah, there's a few snakes have popped out, and a lot of ants.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A lot of ants.
Definitely, but, definitely. You know, well, speaking of seeing your work, how can people see your work?
Sure. So I have a website. It is MoyerWoodworking.com. I keep that updated with new products that I'm putting out there, working on getting the About page updated to my new location here in Charleston. On that, I have pictures of how I actually remove the roots, and now that I'm in this new location down here, a lot of that will entail details on pulling a lot of what are live oak roots out of the marshy areas where they've been washed up, and will simply sit there until they rot, until you come along and you can pull them out and just basically freeze them in time and set them up and display as a beautiful accent to the home.
And if someone had that happen in their own backyard, they could call Isaac Moyer Woodworking and have you create a table for them.
Absolutely.
For this beautiful tree that they may have loved on their property but has toppled over because of this reason or that.
You know, and I've thought about trying to make that a specific part of the business in just letting people know, because a lot of people do have trees that meant something to them, say it was there since their childhood or they planted it when they moved into the home. And I love that idea of building something out of it that they can keep forever. So, my contact information is all on the website. And please, if a tree comes down, the roots are exposed, do you like this idea of making that into a table that you'll have forever? Absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Isaac Moyer Woodworking?
Sure. So on the website, MoyerWoodworking.com. Again, there is a contact page.
That's M-O-Y-E-R.
M-O-Y-E-R.
Okay.
Woodworking. There is a contact page on there that has my email address, which is Isaac@MoyerWoodworking.com. My phone number is on there as well. And my location is right here in North Charleston. And I guess with that.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Isaac Moyer with Isaac Moyer Woodworking. Thanks so much, Isaac.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, and I wanted to mention, come out and see Isaac Moyer Woodworking at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 23rd through the 25th, and you'll have some of your examples of your work on hand.
I will have a portfolio booklet with photos of everything, and then I'll have actually one root table, one dining room table, and a few custom carved bowls.
Very good. Excellent. Well, thank you, Isaac.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being hosted by Rook Custom Homes. And now we are talking with Marty Uchin with Serta Pro Painters. How you doing, Marty?
Hey, Tim. Good to be here again.
Marty, take a moment and tell everyone about Serta Pro Painters.
Sure. We are Serta Pro Painters. We are a locally owned and operated painting service company. We provide commercial and residential painting services, both interior and exterior.
Very good. Okay. And Serta Pro Painters, that's a familiar name. There are other branches around the country of Serta Pro Painters, right?
We are a one of roughly 300 or so locally owned painting service businesses across North America.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can CertaPro painters help homeowners?
Sure. One of the biggest things is that even though we're part of a large organization, each market is unique. And in our market, we're really evolving our business to align with the market needs here that may not exist in other markets where similar services are being offered. And we take a view of not just being a painting service provider, but really being a solution provider.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going out to people's homes or places of business and making sure that we're walking the property with them, going through the structure and surface elements to ensure that before even a layer of coating is put on, that the home is properly sealed and taken care of for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People find this a little strange to hear, but Charleston has, the environment in Charleston is harsh.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a beautiful place, but
right.
We've got extreme heat, we've got humidity, we've got hurricanes, we've got earthquakes, what happens to a house, the exterior of a home, when it's not properly coated and sealed?
Yeah, so every home moves and swells and contracts, but here there is some extreme examples of that. Just the expansion contraction of homes put wear on caulk joints, fasteners and things of that nature. And because, as you mentioned, we have such high humidity, I mean, I think it's 90% humidity, 8 months out of the year here, that it allows moisture to settle into those open cracks and crevices, and water is the natural enemy of paint and wood. And so we're really starting to focus more intently on examining homes and pointing out those issues to customers, just so they understand what type of situations they have. And also even after we finish our work, to ensure that they keep an eye on those things, because sometimes it's not necessarily the paint failure, the chalking things we've talked about before, that signify it's a time to paint their home. It's when those gaps start to appear on people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you got those gaps, the water is intruding into the envelope of the house, and now that's inviting rot and especially termites.
Mm-hmm.
Do you run into any houses that have active termites or anything like that?
Not as often as you would expect, because most homeowners in our market understand that a termite bond is not only necessary, but many times it's required, right, when you buy a home and things like that. So we don't see as much of that. We certainly see ants and things like that that get in there, but the biggest issue is the rot, the hidden rot that,
mm-hmm.
When you start seeing it on a surface, that it's probably doing a little bit more behind the scenes. And again, it's important for us to look at that in a way that what's the right solution for it. Sometimes you can do a surface repair with some wood-based epoxy or something similar, but more often than not, we talk about replacing certain boards. And we've also switched to, anytime we replace wood in this market, we use KDAT, which is pressure treated that's been dry kiln and completely dry, ready to paint, but also rated for ground contact. And we're actually seeing our specialty lumber providers, is they're only starting to carry just that. And then also using coated fasteners or stainless steel fasteners is what we're using. Because
mm-hmm.
on a repair job, it doesn't really add a lot to the cost of the job. And again, it just, that protects against corrosion, and the wood is gonna last for many years to come.
What should a homeowner look for? Let's say we ask them to walk around their house
mm-hmm.
today. What are some of the telltale signs that, obviously the paint could be peeling and things like that, but
mm-hmm.
What are maybe some of the less known things that they should be looking for?
Well, anywhere where there's where two joints come together around windows, where you got siding that comes against window trim or the corner of a home, where the siding meets up to the corner trim. Just taking a good look at that and making sure that there's no open or crack seams when there's uneven boards, where if you have trim, whether it's, you know, vertical or horizontal trim, if it doesn't look like it's smooth where the two boards come together, things of that nature. I know it's difficult for homeowners, and I would not suggest them get on ladders and start inspecting the second floor and things like that. But typically, if you see those types of things on first floor, it's a possibility that it could be happening above.
And they could always call CertaPro Painters, and you would be doing that walk around and identifying
some
of these things.
That's right. We always come out home free of charge. We spend a little bit more time, as you can imagine, with what we're talking about here than an average service provider might do. But we really take our time. And the other part about our service is that what we may think is important is really the painting. There's a lot more that the customer is interested in terms of what their expectations are if they work with a professional painting company, right? So is this person or this company going to be respectful of my daily schedule, or if I have pets or other needs that aren't necessarily painting related? We are very thorough in our process, and that we capture what we call the customer story about what's really important to them, what would be representative of an exceptional job that's a little bit bigger and broader than just the final painting result.
One of those non-painting type of things, communication.
Oh, yes.
How important is that for CertaPro?
It's everything. I can tell you that, you know, we're not perfect. And we have an independent company that calls our customers, and they ask, it's called NPS score, and they'll ask one question: would you refer CertaPro Painters to friends and family? And it's a very strict scoring, where a 9 and 10 is pretty much a good score, and everything below that is either mediocre or no. And we pay a lot of attention to those comments. We love the good ones, and the good ones we share with our staff and our painting crew, and build them up and say, you know, well, let's do more of this. But the ones that where it's not as favorable, typically the underlying root cause is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Something did not get communicated along the way. And again, we're not perfect, but we always work on perfecting that process, which is really the handoff that occurs. Everyone that touches a customer from the very beginning that we have an interaction to the final walkthrough with the crew, we take pride in making sure that there's proper handoff of the information that is important, not only to a job well done, but what the customer has expected from us.
So if your CertaPro Painters crew is supposed to be out that day and rain is threatening or some other reason why you get held up, you're not going to leave the homeowner just wondering what's happening. You're going to be in touch with them.
The crew, and at that point, the crew is responsible for managing that relationship with the customer, and they're introduced before they get out there, and then first time on the job site, they spend what they call the first 10 minutes with them, reviewing the scope, introducing themselves, giving kind of general sort of project plan. But also the crew, yes, yeah, and the weather around here is sporadic at times. They would call in advance and let them know whether they're going to come out or if it's going to be delayed. And then if our office has to get involved with rescheduling, moving things around, we would do that as well.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks reach CertaPro Painters?
Well, a good way to reach us is by calling our office directly and speaking with our office manager, Feather. Our number there is 843-998-2820. Another alternative way is going directly to our website if folks are interested in learning more about us or scheduling a free estimate with us. They can do that in a self-service manner by going to charleston.certapro.com/estimate.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we are talking with Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams with ABC News 4. How are you doing, Dave?
Hey, Tim. Doing great.
Good, good. Dave, we are so excited to be partnering with ABC News 4.
with two special projects that we've got, two special events we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is going to be happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And the first one happens on Friday, which we have free admission on Friday. And it is a hurricane panel of experts. And Dave, you're going to be part of that panel of experts, right?
Yes, I am. And we're going to be talking about hurricanes and the potential impacts here in the Lowcountry, because it varies for every storm. Some storms, it's the wind you have to be worried about. Sometimes it's the water you have to be worried about, from either freshwater flooding or storm surge, and that can bring different hazards to your home.
Exactly. And of course, we're going to be zeroing in on how you can protect your home and how storms impact your home. And so let's talk for just a quick second about, like, when there's high winds, why do people have to protect their windows and door openings on their house?
And the big thing is there that you don't want any wind intrusion whatsoever into your house. And you have to think about your windows, your doors, and don't forget about your garage door. If your garage door is compromised, what happens is the wind blows that garage door out. The wind gets in and creates eddies inside of the space that it invades, and it'll tear the roof off of the garage and possibly tear the roof off of your house if it penetrates into your house. So that's why you protect the windows with either hurricane shutters or with some sort of covering. Taping your windows does not do anything, because if you get hit by a flying missile, which would be like a 2x4 or something.
Or your neighbor's grill.
Or your neighbor's grill, exactly, which they should have taken in ahead of time. But it happens, and if your house is compromised in any way, once that wind is in, that's it for your house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so every home that is built today in South Carolina, especially on the coast, it is required by code that you have some sort of hurricane protection on covering the windows and the doors. And so if your house is not a newly built house, and you haven't taken any action to protect those windows and doors by buying shutters or some of the other hurricane protection systems, then you are vulnerable.
Absolutely. And one of the things, a real easy thing to do, is get a roofer to come to your house and have them check to make sure that you have hurricane clips between your house and the trusses in the roof to keep that roof secured on your house. Some houses do not have that, and it's a real simple, easy fix, and it could save you not only thousands of dollars, it could save you the roof on your house.
Exactly. And on Friday, August 23rd, that's we have free admission all day on Friday to the Charleston Fall Home Show from 11 a.m. when the show opens until 5:30 p.m. And on Friday, starting at 3:15, Dave has very graciously volunteered to be part of the panel of experts. And we're going to have a number of local reputable companies that we'll have roofing companies, we'll have shutter companies, we'll have a generator company, we'll have a company that markets some of the flood vents, and you haven't talked about that, but that was what we had with Florence last year, right? It was more of a flooding event.
And that was mainly from the North South Carolina border up to the north, but it certainly shows what the potential could do here in the Lowcountry. People did get flooded out in North Carolina mainly with the storm surge that came into New Bern, and then you got the freshwater flooding on the backside of Florence. And I had some friends that lived up in Sockesty. They lost their home, and that was it for about 7 or 8 months. They had to live in an apartment until their house got fixed. So it's certainly something that we have to watch out for, definitely that water, in two ways, from the storm surge initially and then the freshwater flooding on the backside of the storm.
So our hope is that we can help enlighten folks that sit in on this storm panel of experts, and also get your questions answered as to what might be the work best on your own home. And all of those hurricane protection product experts, they're all local companies. They will be on hand afterwards to talk one-on-one with you. So this is a great opportunity, not just which would be wonderful to meet Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams, but then also to make contact with the companies that can help shore up your home and make your home bring your home up to code, because there's thousands of homes in the Lowcountry that were built years ago before the codes were improved. And then Dave, the other event that we've got going on with ABC News 4 is starting on Saturday morning and Sunday morning when the show opens. We've partnered with Lowe's Home Improvement to give away 400 free flashlights, and these are $20 flashlights that we're giving away to the first 200 families on Saturday morning starting at 10 o'clock, and then the first 200 families on Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock when the show opens. And all you have to do, just pay our regular show admission, $7 per person, and you walk away with a $20 flashlight. So it's a really good deal. And special thanks to Lowe's Home Improvement and also ABC News 4 for getting the word out about this flashlight giveaway. And Dave, we recently shot the commercial for the free flashlight giveaway at Lowe's Home Improvement. What did you think of that flashlight?
The flashlight's awesome, and it's got a couple different settings on it. If you are without power during a hurricane, or even with some of these thunderstorms that we get during the summertime normally, it's got a strobe feature on it. So if you need to get somebody's attention, you can do that strobe feature. They might see you a ways away. And they've also got the regular light feature too. So it's a great looking flashlight, very durable. I mean, that thing, you could probably throw it against the wall and it would be just fine. LED, so it's very bright and penetrates quite a good distance. And another thing that we were talking about a little bit earlier, some folks get scared off by the initial cost of fixing up their house. But you've got to think this is going to be a long-term solution to keep your house safe. And also, a lot of times, if you make the precautions ahead of time and contact your insurance agent, you'll get a break on your insurance premiums going forward. So I don't think a lot of people think about that. So it's really going to save you money and possibly save you your house in the long run.
That's absolutely true. You're going to be entitled to some breaks on your insurance. So the improvements you make will end up paying for themselves. So, thank you, Dave, so much for all of your time and helping us get the word out for the hurricane panel of experts happening Friday afternoon, starting at 3:15 at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and also the 400 free flashlights, $20 value on those flashlights that we're going to be giving away both Saturday and Sunday at the home show. Thanks so much, Dave.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim, and everybody stay safe during hurricane season.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.